Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mola, managing editor at eBizQ, and I'm at the Gartner AADI show in Las Vegas. And today I'm here with John Radko, chief technology strategist of GXS. Thanks for joining me today, John.
Oh, my pleasure, Jessica.
So GXS is a B2B commerce and integration services company. Can you just give me a little background briefly of what you guys do?
Sure. One of the biggest challenges in the B2B space for companies is to exchange structured information in a reliable fashion, because lots of companies use different technologies for exchanging information. And without service providers, a large company like a retailer would have to support every kind of technology that all their suppliers wanted to use, or they would have to force their suppliers to consolidate on a single set of technologies. With us, we do what's called protocol mediation, and we help their partners conform to whatever the hub, as we call it, the big company needs. In addition to that, for many companies, we can run their entire B2B operation doing everything from setting up their trading partners to begin with, so that a partner that has no e-commerce capability goes to being able to exchange structured information, to managing exceptions and helping people get documents flowing when there's a problem.
Great, thank you. Now, I know you're making an announcement here at the conference. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're very excited. GXS is merging with Innovis, who is another B2B transaction services and software company. And this is very exciting because GXS and Innovis have a number of complementary strengths. We play in some of the same markets, but for the most part, we do different things in those markets and we play in different markets. So, for instance, Innovis is a very big force in retail, particularly renowned for their catalog offering. They also have some very great strength in the software business, particularly for mid-size and smaller companies. GXS, in addition to retail, is very strong on the supplier side with consumer packaged goods, auto, high-tech, finance. GXS also is a global company and has a great deal of scale internationally. And so by combining it, we'll be able to take the strengths of both companies and portray it across the globe. One of the exciting things for our customers is Innovis has a little more going on in the SaaS space around value-added applications that they can build relatively quickly to operate on the transaction data flowing through the network. This is exciting to both companies because they've built several of these, things like deduction management, for instance, in retail. But in order to leverage them, they need to have visibility to the transactions. And GXS carries more of the world's transaction flow for B2B than any other service provider. So it's very exciting because we'll be able to bring a lot of value to our combined customer set.
Technology-wise, what are the advantages of this merger?
Well, for customers, one thing that's exciting is both companies have long since committed to the cloud-style computing pattern. So we're both doing service-oriented architectures. We're based on Java, and we're running on open systems. But what's exciting is GXS, for instance, has a hardened data center infrastructure that we'll now be able to leverage across to the Innovis clients. Innovis has some innovative portal capabilities that exceed what we do. That'll be made available to our clients as well. They also have the ability to rapidly develop information-oriented applications that work across the transaction stream. And the nice thing is there's enough similarities in the architecture that we can see pathways to bring it together, but there's enough differences that the sum is greater than the, or the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Great. Now, since this conference is, the theme is cloud, I want to get your take on this. What are some challenges integrating into the cloud?
Well, one of the biggest challenges our customers are facing right now is integrating to SaaS applications that they've subscribed to. And this is really sneaky because people usually go with a SaaS vendor, someone like a Salesforce.com or a MarketBrite or a Concur Technologies, because they're solving a specific problem. But relatively soon, they find they need to integrate that information with other information within their enterprise. Now, all these SaaS providers offer integration technologies, but they're different than what we're used to. What we're used to for traditional EAI is message-oriented middleware, or MOM. And this entails sending messages back and forth between applications. What a lot of the SaaS vendors do currently is they have API-level integration, which requires actual programming and coding.
Right.
So when you go to your integration team, that's a challenge. So that's one big one. Another challenge, though, is that because these folks are outside your firewall, the group that's most likely to have the ability to integrate to them is your B2B team. But the B2B team tends to be very document-oriented. So the guys that are used to programming are your internal EAI team, but there's no way for them to go outside the firewall. So it's almost a hybrid. It's a little bit like B2B, and it's a lot like EAI. So it's a problem that doesn't have a neat solution within an enterprise, and it's created a lot of opportunity out in the marketplace.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, John. I appreciate it.
Okay. My pleasure. Thanks.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.